What did you find out, Cecil? What did you find out?
Well, nothing much.
Goodness, you stayed over there, Sybil's, a long time.
No, I didn't. Not over 10 minutes.
It was 35 minutes. I was watching the clock. Did she tell you anything about the widow?
Was it that long? Golly, I didn't know it.
Yes. Oh, if Sybil only knew we were just using her for what she thinks she's using us for, wouldn't she be mad?
You know, Sally, I don't see why you and Sybil fight with each other.
We don't, Cecil. We just don't speak.
Well, it's silly. I think you ought to make up with her.
With that nasty Sybil, who runs over to Mrs. Mason's house and tattles all over the neighborhood?
Oh, I don't think she does, Sally.
Cecil, you don't think Sybil is a nice girl, do you?
Oh, I don't know. Anyhow, she didn't tell me much about Mrs. Mason.
She didn't? Then you went over there for nothing?
Well, I couldn't come right out and ask her anything, could I?
Well, sure you could. Why couldn't you?
Because she'd get suspicious and tell Mrs. Mason.
Then why did you stay over at Sybil's house?
I didn't. I just stayed 10 minutes.
35 minutes and a half, I know.
Oh, well, I didn't find out any more than we both know.
Well, that's all right. Maybe she'll have something to tell you tomorrow.
Yeah. Sybil thinks Mrs. Mason is the nicest lady that lives in your neighborhood.
How do you know? Did she say so?
Yeah. And she thinks that Mr. Smith would be lucky if Mrs. Mason liked him.
Yes, lucky. That's what Sybil thinks. Well, what are you doing, Cecil?
Oh, nothing. Just stretching my neck.
You've been doing that ever since we sat down here.
How tall are you, Sally?
Oh, I don't know. Why?
Sybil is taller than you, and I'm even taller than Sybil.
I know it, but what about it?
Oh, nothing. Sybil thinks I'm real tall.
Well, you're not. Uncle Thomas is taller than you are.
Yeah, he's over 20 years ahead of me.
Cecil, what's the matter with your chin?
Oh, nothing. Can I poke out my chin if I want to?
Yes, but you look like a turkey.
Oh, is that so? Well, I have a strong chin, if you want to know.
You have a what, Cecil?
Nothing. What are you picking on me for?
You said a strong chin, I know. Who said you had a strong chin?
Well, I guess you don't think I have.
Oh, Cecil, what are you getting red in the face for? Oh, you look so funny.
All right. Go ahead and laugh. But Sybil told me that I have a strong chin and that I look like a fighter.
Oh, so Sybil told you that?
Yeah, she told me that. If you don't think so, all right, you don't have to.
Oh, well, what else did Sybil tell you?
Well, nothing. But really, Sally, I don't think you should be down on her.
You don't? After the way she talks and the way she snubs me and the way she always acts?
Yeah, but you don't give her a break. Oh, she's not so bad.
Oh, I see. You like her.
I didn't say I did. I just said she's not so bad.
Why don't you say you think she's wonderful?
Oh, let up. Sybil isn't such a bad egg. You just don't understand her.
Yes, I do. She'll be just like Mrs. Mason when she's that old, and she's already as mean as Mrs. Mason is right now.
She isn't mean, or she wouldn't have let me eat all that fudge she made.
Oh, so she gave you something to eat, huh?
Well, yes, she did. She had a whole plate full of fudge, and she went out and got it and brought in some cake and gave it to me.
Oh, I hope you didn't eat it. Goodness, I wouldn't take anything she had in her house.
Well, of course I ate it, and I felt like a heel, too. Here I was, a sort of spy. I went over there to string her along, and then she turned around and was nice to me.
Well, of course. She wanted to be nice to you, so you wouldn't suspect that she wanted to know everything that you knew.
I'll bet she's always been that way. You ought to have heard the swell things she said about me.
Yes, I know. She told you you had a strong chin.
Yeah, and a smart brain, too.
So that's what Sybil is trying to do. Well, I'll just show her.
What do you mean that's what she's trying to do?
So now just because she gave you some of her burnt fudge, you think she's wonderful.
It wasn't burnt, it was good fudge, and she made it herself. And if you want to know, she said she was... Well, she said she was thinking of me when she made it. Now, smoke that in your smoker.
I don't like you, Cecil.
You don't?
No, I don't. I'm sure of it.
All right. It's all right with me. You don't have to insult me, though.
And I don't like Sybil. Don't like anybody.
Still all right with me.
I hate Sybil.
You can if you want to. You just don't know her, that's all.
Well, why don't you go back over there? Why don't you?
She's not home.
Oh, goodness, Cecil, you look silly when you stick your chin out that way.
You don't have to look at me.
I guess Sybil likes to look at you.
I don't know. She might.
Oh, why don't you admit that you think Sybil is wonderful?
Because I don't. If I thought so, I'd say it.
You wouldn't either. You'd hide it. You'd be ashamed.
Not ashamed of anything.
You should be ashamed to go over to a girl's house, a girl you hardly know and eat everything she has in the house.
I didn't eat the furniture.
Oh, that wasn't funny.
Maybe not.
Goodness, if you could see how silly you look. You ought to look at yourself. I knew if you went over to see Sybil, she'd make you look silly.
Nobody's making me look silly.
I thought it was funny you were so anxious to run next door.
It was your idea. I did it for you.
No, you didn't. You did it because you like Sybil. You do, don't you?
I didn't say so.
Well, you don't need to. But if you think she's wonderful, oh, I don't care.
How many times do I have to say that I don't?
Yes, you do. Why don't you say it?
I don't think so. Tonight's the first time I ever really talked to her.
Go ahead and say she's wonderful. Say it.
Yeah, and she was pretty nice to me. She told me she thought I was smart and a lot of nice things and didn't pan me like you're doing.
You think she's wonderful. I want to hear you say it.
Yeah, and she didn't say I looked silly. And she had a lot of fudge and she brought it out and let me help myself.
Say she's wonderful. Go ahead. Say it.
She's wonderful. Now, you satisfied?
Oh, Cecil.
All right, you wanted me to say it. I hope you're happy.
I am. I'm so happy. Goodness, you don't know how happy I am.
Well, if you're so happy that you have to pick on me, all right.
Are you going to go over to see her tomorrow?
I don't know.
You don't?
I don't.
Well, what are we going to do now?
Are you through putting me on the carpet?
Cecil, you have a strong chin.
Yeah, so I've been told.
Well, you haven't. And you're not smarter. You wouldn't let Sybil hand you that line.
Oh, for cat's sake. What's the matter? Are you jealous of Sybil?
Cecil.
Well, you are. Why don't you say it?
Cecil Shortridge, have you anything to do?
Nothing. That's why I'm over here.
Well, I'm sorry, but I have some letters to write.
Oak, I won't keep you. I have to be at home early anyhow.
I'm glad you came over. I'll see you again.
I guess so. I'll close the door on my way out.
Yes, but don't slam it. Good night.
Good night.
I'm glad you did go over to Sybil's there, and I don't care now. And Sybil is just a little sweet, but I should worry. I don't care. I hope you go over there and stay.